The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
Okay, it's time for the second famous investment book in this series. Like I said, at the moment, the markets are hard. And sometimes, you know, it's good to do nothing. I mean, the markets are always going to be hard, all right? But not this hard. It's so hard at the moment to make money in the market that sometimes you sort of sit back and let a bit of passive investing do the trick. You know, currently me, I'm largely invested in a dividend-paying fund. And so, you know, gives me income and, you know, while the market settles down a bit. Okay, this is A Random Walk Down Wall Street by Burton Malkiel. It's a classic investment book that challenges the notion of beating the market consistently through active stock picking or market timing. The book advocates for a passive investment strategy based on the efficient market hypothesis. So here's a summary of the key 8 ideas covered in this book. Number 1, efficient market hypothesis, or EMH. Malkiel introduced the concept of the efficient market hypothesis, which suggests that the financial markets incorporate all available information into asset prices. According to the EMH, it is difficult to consistently outperform the market because stock prices reflect all known information, making it hard to identify mispriced securities. Number 2, random walk theory. Malkiel presents the random walk theory, which asserts that stock prices follow a random and unpredictable pattern. He argues that attempting to predict short-term stock price movements is akin to gambling. I sort of agree, as it is nearly impossible to consistently identify undervalued or overvalued stocks. At 3, index funds and passive investing. The book advocates for passive investing strategies, particularly through the use of low-cost index funds. Malkiel argues that by investing in a diversified portfolio of stocks or bonds that mirrors a broad market index, investors can achieve market returns while minimizing costs and reducing the risks associated with individual stock selection. At 4, the fallacy of technical analysis. It's a controversial one. Malkiel critiques technical analysis. Look at charts, basically. The practice of using historical price patterns and market indicators to predict future price movements. He argues that these techniques have limited predictive power and are often based on flawed assumptions. I agree to a certain extent. When I look at charts, I never look at predictive indicators, like Fibonacci, all that. That's hocus pocus. That's stuff of rubbish. Really is. What you can do, though, is look at something like moving averages, because they're based on price action. And what moves the price is volume. That's fact. So when you see a price going above a certain moving average, that means someone's been consistently buying that stock and paying above, say, the 200-day moving average, which means it'll go up. So that in itself is a very good indicator. The moving averages or price action based on volume, that's fact. Predictive indicators to me are rubbish. Not worth a penny. When you get people doing charts, say, so this now should go to 72 pence from 10 pence the next 6 months. Rubbish. They're talking nonsense. That is like saying, what will the weather be like in 6 months' time on this day? Nonsense. But, like I said, stuff based on volume and the price action, because people are paying more on average than the last 200 days, that is valuable. Okay. At 5, rational investing. The book emphasizes the importance of maintaining a rational investment approach and avoiding emotional biases. Malkiel encourages investors to focus on long-term goals, diversify their portfolios, and adopt a disciplined investment strategy rather than succumbing to short-term market fluctuations. That is very accurate, actually. You know, write down a strategy, something you know that works in theory, because sometimes when it comes to practice, it's a lot harder to do. I write lots of rules that make sense and they should work, but sometimes I get carried away with emotion and then your strategy goes out the window. But you've got to have a long-term strategy. At 6, asset allocation and portfolio management. Malkiel provides guidance on constructing and managing investment portfolios. He highlights the importance of diversification across different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds and cash, based on an individual's risk tolerance and investment goals. At 7, investment vehicles and strategies. Malkiel discusses various investment options, including individual stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and real estate investment trusts. He offers insights into the pros and cons of each option and provides guidelines for selecting suitable investments. And finally, behavioral finance. The book touches on the field of behavioral finance, exploring how investor psychology and cognitive biases can influence investment decisions. Malkiel highlights common biases and advises investors to be aware of them in order to make more rational investment choices. Okay, and just a summary of that, and I'll leave you with a quote at the end. It says, a random walk down the street challenges the conventional wisdom of active investing and promotes a more passive and disciplined approach to investing. While acknowledging the importance of individual judgment, Malkiel argues that most investors are better off relying on a broad market exposure through low-cost index funds rather than attempting to beat the markets through stock picking or market timing. And I'd say I put a lot of weight to this book, actually. And I think if you're an investor, a private investor, a large part of your portfolio should be in a low-cost, highly diversified, you know, high-return fund. And you should be paying into this on a monthly basis, like sort of almost like 0.5% or 1% of your total portfolio value on a monthly basis. That way, that would be the backbone to your returns over time. And generally, as you know, the stock market goes up, and if you're diversified across lots of stocks, then you will see a decent return. And that there is your retirement, your nest egg retirement. And then, say, you know, maybe depending on, you know, how experienced you are to risk and how far you are from your retirement, then have a proportion of your portfolio where you invest in individual stocks. But that over time should become, on a percentage-wise, smaller part of your portfolio as you get older. So you may start off for, like, you know, when, let's say when you're sort of 30. If there are any 30-year-olds listening to this. So you start off with, like, say, you know, 10%. In an investment fund, low cost, and you sort of pay in that on a monthly basis. By the time you're sort of 60, you'll have, say, you know, about 70, 80% in that fund. And then the individual stocks you're tinkering around with, gambling with, should be like 10, 20%. Okay, I'll leave you with a quote from this book. It says, far from being random, the market is a weighing machine, albeit a highly erratic one. But at times, the weigh machine is like a crazed aunt in the attic. Periodically, it becomes completely unhinged. Nevertheless, over the long run, it is a weigh machine that determines investment value. That was A Random Walk Down Wall Street by Burton Malkiel.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.